This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Will someone make a joyful noise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Thank you, Lord. I have good news for somebody here this morning. Today is your own day. I thought I would hear an amen that is filled with hunger. In just a moment from now, God will be sending us His word. And our hunger and desperation to be filled is what determines whether we are filled or not. I strongly believe that today will make a difference in someone's walk with God. Will you lift up your voice right now and let you cry to the Lord by yourself? Lord, I desire your word this morning. Will you lift up your voice right now and let your hunger and your desperation and your thirst be what propels your prayer this moment? Lord, I'm set for your word in this first word session. Send me your word with power. I'm ready. I came to Ayak hungry. I desire to be filled. Father, thank you. Blessed be your name forever. For it is in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Did I hear the loudest amen? Dear Heavenly Father, we are gathered today, the second day of AYAC and the first morning session. In this first word, we came early because we are hungry. Send us your word with power. Let the fire dimension of your word be communicated to us this morning. By the blood of the Lamb, we gain access into this holy word this morning, so ancient yet so true, so ancient yet so current. Lord, we are asking that the seals over the word be lifted up. Give us eyes that see. Give us ears that hear. Give us hearts that understand. Holy Spirit, have your way. For all you do, I vow to return all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm finally on the covenant highways of life. Congratulations. AYAC 2023. I'm breaking new grounds. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a hand and a shout of praise. Then you may be seated. Hallelujah. We began looking at yesterday a series that was started by our Father God servant. And I'll be taking a portion of that. It's been titled Spirituality, Highway to Our Enviable Destiny. Spirituality, Highway to Our Enviable Destiny. But I'll be focusing on the subject of espousing the aroma of spirituality. Espousing the aroma of spirituality. If that is too great for you to understand, just put the aroma of spirituality. I'd like to begin on this journey this morning by stating that the aroma of the believer is designed by God to be the aroma of spirituality. The aroma, the smell of the believer is designed to be that smell or aroma of spirituality. There are three things that will lay a very great foundation for us this morning. Number one, one can be born again and not spiritual. Salvation doesn't equal spirituality. That is a foundation that must be laid. One can be born again and not spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. It says, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for he that told you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you," look at what defines carnality, "envy, strife, divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" May this mountain of AIAC 2023 bring an end to every form of carnality in our lives. Number two foundation that must be laid is one can be active in church and not spiritual. John chapter 8, verse 29. Please have that on the screen. John chapter 8 and verse 29. "He that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone." Divine presence is one of the things you enjoy with spirituality. "He has not left me alone, because I do always the things that please him." Not that I do things, but I do the things that please him. So one can be active in church, wearing a tag, yet not spiritual. Number three foundation, very importantly, that must be laid, is that one can be ordained and not spiritual. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 to 21, "The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ, whether ordained or unordained, let them depart from iniquity." These three things will help us ascend higher than what God has set for us today. One can be born again and not be spiritual. One can be active in church and not be spiritual. One can be ordained or leading in a service group, yet carnal. But in the name of Jesus, every form of carnality among us upon this mountain will not survive. What makes a spiritual man is both living in the Spirit and walking in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." But God's word is Spirit and life. John 6:63. His word is Spirit and life. "For the Spirit quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are" what? "Spirit and life." This is why spirituality is essentially about walking in the light of scriptures. Psalm 119 verse 105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Psalm 119 verse 130, we see there that the entrance of his word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. So let's go further by saying spirituality is scripturality. Spirituality is scripturality. Spirituality is scripturality. Living according to the dictates of scriptures. Walking in line with the high standards of scriptures. Culture must not define our standard. The scripture must design our standard. If the world says it is wrong, then it is wrong no matter how many people approve it as right. The standard. The standard. must be the scripture. The standard must be the scripture. I've made up my mind long time ago, I will not allow my generation to determine my standard. It is still possible to be in a generation like this and be on blazing fire. It depends on what you make your standard. And let me quickly say this. The word of God is a very high standard. It is high there. You keep every day you are striving to climb higher. If the word is truly your standard, you never arrive there. Now, note the following. This would really help us. Holding ourselves to the high standard of scripture is what I call spirituality. The high standard of scripture. When you hold yourself to the high standard of scripture, then it is spirituality. Now, there are a few things noted here that will help us. What are these high standards? There are a few of them, maybe nine of them. Number one, holding yourself to the high standard of holiness. Can I have you scream holiness? Come on, let me hear you scream it, holiness. We are in the same generation, but don't let this generation determine our standard. Let me hear you scream holiness. Holiness is not old school. It is not previous generation. It is current generation. There are people who are still standing right with God and will not bow their knees to Baal. It was Elijah also that was saying, I'm the only one left. And God said, shut up. There are 7,000 people who have not bowed their knees to Baal. I'm speaking to somebody here who will leave this place with this high standard of holiness. If God says it is wrong, then it is wrong. If God says it is right, then it is right. May grace to live according to this high standard of holiness be released upon us all. You know, when you begin to live according to these high standards, that's when the aroma comes out. There are people you meet, you can't explain, but they are different. Let me tell you why they are different. Their standards are different. Their standards are different. Their standards are different. I'm here to provoke you. I am from your generation, but we may not have the same standards. I've made up my mind, I will not die ordinary. Never. If anybody has ever seen the backside of God, then I think I qualify to see at least his fingers. The high standard of holiness. The high standard of... It doesn't matter whether it is popular where you are or not. It is the high standard that brings the aroma. The aroma. Because you know it is the ingredient in the soup that makes it to taste well. And the ingredient that makes it to taste well is the same ingredient that makes it to smell well. There is an aroma of spirituality at the foundation of it. It's the high standard of holiness. He said, for without holiness, no man shall do what? Come on, I thought you were awake. No man shall do what? Let me hear you louder. No man shall do what? Now, let me shock you with this. If you enter into his presence and you see him, you live with his fragrance. That's why a man that is holy, a man that subscribes to the high standard of holiness, hanging around the Almighty, will take the fragrance of his presence wherever they go. And then people are sleeping. Who just entered? Who just passed here? What happened? A man that walks with God has just arrived the environment. May somebody today subscribe to the high standard of holiness. Oh, come on. Let me hear you shout the loudest. Amen. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 8. Isaiah chapter 35 verse 8. Please. And an highway shall be there. And a way. And it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those. The wayfaring men. Though fools. Shall not err therein. For the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let every man that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. It doesn't matter how many people in church are doing wrong. Separate yourself. We all have different standards. But I remember God's servant saying, my father saying, there is no new generation heaven. I can't read this Bible and not meet Jesus. No. I can't be here going through these activities and miss eternity. No. I am not a time waster. I will not wake up early in the morning to pray and spend my life in hell. No. I will not drive all the way to Ayak when I could be sleeping right now and miss heaven. No. I couldn't have read about Peter, James, and John, and Paul the Apostle, and not meet with them and tell them how the scriptures they wrote set my heart on fire. No. I have made up my mind. If everybody says they are not going, I will go. 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 It doesn't matter how many people say no. I've made up my mind. If there's anybody to make it in my generation, I must make it. Will somebody shout with me? I will make it. Let me hear the loudest. I will make it. Again, I will make it. Number two, you don't just hold yourself to the high standard of holiness. You hold yourself to the high standard of prayer. Spiritual men are prayerful men. Because the Bible teaches us to pray. In fact, the standard of the Bible is to pray always. Luke 18 and verse 1. Man ought always to pray. What were you doing within the 30 minutes after covenant hour prayer? Don't mistake public prayer to your personal closet. In fact, let me even challenge you. What did you do before you got here? Oh, I'm coming to covenant hour prayer. We will pray there. No, there are those who have prayed already before they step in. There are those just waking up by opening prayer. There are others who have woken up since. Crying unto God. Not because they are going to preach, but because they must be clothed. Nobody ever walks out of their house naked. A prayerless morning is a naked morning. It's a high standard. In fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23, what does the word say? God forbid that I will sin. When I heard one of my mentors share from this, it shook me. Prayerlessness is a sin. Look at it. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray. Somebody say standard. Again, standard. Now let's make it clear. High standard. Oh. You think our journey in the faith is a playfair? Warfare. Fighting every day. To wake up to pray is fight. To stay in prayer is fight. Because you can wake up to pray and sleep through the prayer. High standard. It was E.M. Burns that said, every great movement of God can be traced to a kneeling figure. High standard. Every great move of God can be traced to a kneeling figure. In the realm of the spirit, not just in the physical. When last did you kneel before the Lord? High standard. It was Martin Luther that said, to be a Christian without prayer is no possible than to be alive without breathing. Our real breath is our prayer life. Thomas Watson said, prayer delights in God's ears. It melts his heart. When last did you melt the heart of your lover? Prayer, high standard. Prayer is not by convenience, it's a standard. It was Charles Spurgeon that said, I love this one. Charles Spurgeon said, groanings that cannot be uttered are often prayers that cannot be refused. You can't read the scripture and hear these quotes from our father and giants of faith and still refuse to pray. Don't blame the devil for where you are. The devil is against everybody. What is your prayer standard? Have you gotten to the dimension where you tithe the hours of your day in His presence? If there are 24 hours, do you spend 2 hours, 40 minutes in His presence? Because you spend more than that watching football. Spend more than that gisting and chatting. Prayer. So I can say that those who spend much time with God in prayer carry the fragrance of His presence everywhere they go. There you go again. That's the aroma. I'm giving you the acid test. Spirituality is not because you look like it. It's not because you speak like it. It's because you live like it. And you stay in His presence. How many have gotten to the point where they say, leave me at the altar with my Father? They are there. They are there without distraction. The choice is yours. It will be unfair for God to place all of us at the same position. Our standards are different. Number three. This one may not be popular, but it's important. The high standard of forgiveness. Forgiveness. Can you claim to be spiritual, yet you find it difficult to forgive? I think there's a problem there. And so today, among our generation, you have people who spend hours in prayer, sweating in prayer. But when they see someone that offended them 3 years ago, there is an automatic disconnect. Forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 to 22, Luke chapter 17, verse 4, Jesus gave us a very high standard of forgiveness. 70 times 7. That is as much as the offender. In the words of God's servant, our Father, we should get to the realm of advanced forgiveness. We are not waiting to be offended to make a decision. We have made a decision before offense. The high standard. Because living in unforgiveness is a pollutant to the aroma of spirituality. What has kept many carnal is this one. Unforgiveness. Those who forgive are like God. And so they carry the aroma of His presence. You know how many times you and I have offended Him, including this week. Yet, as soon as we say, I am sorry, forgive me, what happens? He forgives us. Number four, high standard of scripture is the high standard of love. Love for God, love for man. Love for God, compassion for man. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40, the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, then you will love your neighbor as yourself. 1 John chapter 3, verse 18, if you can get that on the screen, 1 John chapter 3, verse 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed. And in truth. Do you truly love God? I know the unanimous answer will be yes. Alright, let's assume that is true. Do you truly love people? How can you claim you love the God you cannot see? And the one who you can see, you are in enmity against. Love for God. Love for man. You claim you are spiritual, yet you are always in fight. There's a problem there. You can't carry the aroma of His presence without love for God. It's our Father that said, you do not know my secret until you know my heartbeat for God. So heartbeat for God and outstretched hand towards man. You know, those who walk in love, God
the Father and God the Son said they will come and make their abode in him, what better way to carry the aroma? John chapter 14, verse 23. Number five. Is somebody catching something today? Is the high standard of truth. The high standard of truth. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Matthew chapter 5 verse 37. In fact, let me quickly say this. Your walk with God and your spirituality is grossly limited if your answer to everything is yes. No is also an acceptable answer. Let's go. No. Everybody is doing it. No. Yes, it's easy. No is the standard. Truth. Truth. Truth may hurt, but truth heals. Number six is the high standard of hunger. Hunger. Every man that thirsteth, let him come to the waters. In this kingdom, we are not permitted to be satisfied. Satisfaction of God is breaking the standard. Paul the Apostle said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship. At this point, Paul the Apostle was already a giant, yet he said, I don't know him enough. The high standard of hunger. It is risky, therefore, to be satisfied. When you carry this high standard of hunger, you can't settle at any level. In fact, you understand that when people begin to applaud you, it means they are used to your current level. According to the standard of scriptures, as you continue to grow and advance in the things of God, it gets to a point that you are speaking, people can't clap again. According to the words of Jesus, or it was said about him rather, that the people were amazed. They didn't have to shout. What doctrine is this? When people begin to murmur and mutter in the congregation, nobody can hear it, but it is piercing. Then you are changing level. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody shout with me, I will not settle. I can't hear you louder, please. He said, arise and depart, for this is not your rest. Micah chapter 2 verse 10. I've made up my mind long time ago. Nobody will confuse me to remain a non-entity. The applause of men sometimes is a distraction for you to settle. To keep moving. What more? The high standard of spiritual growth. It is hunger that leads to growth. Where hunger is satisfied, growth is hindered. It's our father that said, when you stop learning, you start dying. You start dying. When you stop learning, an unknown author said you are old, whether at 20 or at 80. He said, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. 1 Peter 2, 2. Then in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 14, strong meat belongeth to them who are full age. What more? The high standard of kingdom stewardship. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This commission has maintained that high standard of stewardship. Stewardship has a beginning, but no end. Number nine. Are you seeing the high standards of scriptures? It's when we live according to this that we are really spiritual. I love the ninth one. This is among many standards. But let's look at number nine, and then we'll move to some things for us to note and we pray. Number nine is the high standard of rejoicing. Can I have somebody rejoice right now? Come on. Is that the best way you can rejoice? Now, listen to this. I told them at Covenant University some time ago, start your rejoicing as soon as you wake up. Because the first person you may meet when you step out may be a joy breaker. But if you have woken up, you have already begun rejoicing. The moment you find a joy breaker, you just excuse him and move. John 16:22, he said, you may have sorrow, but I will see you again. And your joy, no man take it from you.
I saw the scripture some 5 years ago and I removed my joy from the shelves. From that moment, I decided I will rejoice regardless of who is sorrowing. I will rejoice and ensure that my joy is not up for sale. So when you see a joy breaker, you can tell them, no joy here for sale. My joy is maintained in Christ. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Look at how high this standard is. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I discovered that in Bible days, the way Jesus would greet is not how we greet now. We don't say good morning, good afternoon. When Jesus or the apostles will enter a place, Bible history tells us that the first thing they will say is rejoice. Can you imagine that's the first thing we say every time we meet? Rejoice. Instead of good morning, rejoice. Instead of good afternoon, rejoice. Instead of good evening, rejoice. Instead of good night, rejoice. Ah, if that kind of atmosphere is created, that's why Paul the apostle said, rejoicing ought to be always. Prayer, always. Rejoicing, always. No matter what you are going through, it doesn't equal where you are going to. Yes, sir. I may be going through this situation, but that's not where I'm going to. I am a city set upon a hill that can never be hidden. I am a blessing to my generation. My generation needs me. I may be passing through this challenge. I am the light of the world. A city set upon a hill. He said, arise and shine, for your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. My generation cannot remain the same in my absence. So I need to give my best at all times. And that will entail me rejoicing. Lift up your hands where you are. Grace to remain rejoicing always in the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Those are all high standards. All high standards. Now, what are some things we must note and then we pray? Because this aroma, we must carry it. Ooh, this aroma, we must carry it. Have you met people before that you describe, but you can't explain it, but you know they are not alone? They enter an atmosphere and things change. You know why? They carry God. These are the ways to carry God. I remember many years ago in Rajoba, those days, our father, Bishop Oyedepo, used to use a very strong cologne. If he passes by the first floor, if you go 15 minutes later, you will know he has passed. Let me shock you. We all carry an aroma in the realm of the spirit. Either a pleasant aroma or a foul aroma. The first day, 2007, I met with God's apostle, the one who is also spiritual father to our father, Bishop David Oyedepo. I couldn't explain it, but the aroma around him, and I'm talking of Kenneth Copeland, the aroma around him, I couldn't look at his eyes. It was like it was bursting fire. I said, if there are realms, we must get there. We all carry a saint in the spiritual realm. And never forget that encounter. It was like fire bursting out of his eyes. Everything around him was different. Is now I know it was the aroma. You will carry it. Now, what are the things to note? Number one, once standing with God and his word will determine how great the adventure of life becomes for him or her. You're standing with God and his word. This should be our standard. This should be our standard. Our standing with God and his word is what will determine how great the adventure of life becomes. Number two,
our spiritual state is what determines our actual state. Our spiritual state is what determines our actual state. For I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Number three thing to note is that one's spiritual state is what determines our ultimate worth in life. Your real worth is not your dollar and pounds. It is your weight in the realm of the spirit. Our ultimate worth is determined by spiritual state. Look at Joseph, a man of great worth. But how can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Daniel, a man of great worth, stood above all the other presidents. They said, do not pray. He said, no, this is a settled case. My God and no king share the same place. Number four thing to note is that one's spirituality is what defines one's dignity. One's spirituality is what defines one's dignity. Now, if you look at the story of Abraham and look at the story of Isaac, two men that walked with God, one was father, one was son. But if you look at Genesis 26 very well, verse 1 beginning, Isaac was a spiritual man. That's why he could hear God for himself. And the Bible goes on to say, God blessed him, God prospered him, God lifted him. His dignity was not taken by another. Number five thing to note is that one's real worth is not his or her profession, his or her career, or skill, or experience, but in our quality walk with God. One of my life scriptures is Genesis 17 and verse 1. I love this scripture because it takes me back to a place of alignment. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 99, the Lord appeared unto him and said, I am the Almighty. Walk before me and be perfect. Thank God for our walk, W-O-R-K. But thank God much more for our walk, W-A-L-K. Enoch had one description. He walked with God. Grace for you and I to truly walk with God. The same way patriarchs of old did. The same way our father here is doing. May that grace be released upon us. Number 16 to note is that one cannot be on key with the word and not be blessed. Because as we obey every instruction according to Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1 to 14, he will set us on high above all the nations of the earth. Number 7, one cannot be on track with the light of the word and not gain speed in life. You know, you can't drive faster than the light you have ahead of you. When you catch the light of God's word, you gain speed in life. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 8, who are these that fly like the cloud? You move from running to flying by light. Number 8, one cannot be on course with God and his word and remain under a curse. When this Bible becomes your standard, you care less about who is cursing. You become a risk to be cursed. You can't curse a man who is walking with God. For God said, I will bless them that bless you and do what? I will curse them that curse you. And then finally, number 9, one cannot live in agreement with the word and be defeated in any battle. We are called to battle, but we are destined to win. So, we are all fighting. It's not unscriptural to be in a battle, but it's unscriptural to be defeated. You can't walk with the Almighty who cannot be defeated and be defeated by mighty men. This is my plea to us this morning. Let's pay the price for the aroma of his presence. Our generation needs it. But there's a price to pay. pay the price for the aroma of spirituality. Don't let groups around you determine what spirituality is. Go to the Word. Find the standards thereof. And you are sure to carry this aroma. Did somebody catch something this morning? Rise on your feet where you are. Lift up your hands and let's receive grace right now. For the price that must be paid to catch this aroma of spirituality. Raise your voice right now. Everybody, everywhere you are praying right now at this moment. Lift your voice as you pray. Lord, I receive grace. 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 Come on. Is somebody's hand lifted up at all? I receive grace. If anybody has ever carried the aroma of spirituality, I'm the next to carry it. I'm the next to carry it. Grace to live according to the high standards of Scripture. I receive it now. I receive it now. And thank you, precious Lord, for it is done. In Jesus' precious name.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.